Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, September the 16th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. Now, we thank Lieutenant Ryan Redmond for joining us in hour number one to talk about the house explosion on Congress Street last night. I did see a call coming in there during the break. If that was you, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people might not have been able to get to the phone in the first hour. So if you have anything you want to say, we are a public-oriented station for education and information. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say before we move on here. We don't have any guests this morning, so we certainly can take the any guests in studio, I should say. So we certainly can take the phone call, 740-383-9944. If that was you who called in during the break, give me a buzz here, and we can talk about whatever is on your mind. Maybe it's the fire over, or the explosion. You know, you confuse that very easily. The explosion over on Congress Street last night. Or anything going on with the auditor's office. There continues to be that story. But the update this morning on that particular matter is that the auditor's office is saying that they think they'll have things cleared up by the 30th of September. So there you go. That's where that stands at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. 15 and a half minutes past the hour here. Now, this is what I meant to start this yesterday, but now I'm going to start it this morning because we've got some time. Because after we did the shows last week, you know, we're in a time in the world right now where a lot of news is coming at us, and a lot of the news is not good, and sometimes you can be depressed, and that's no fun, and there's a lot of name-calling and things of that nature. And a lot of criticism. Now, some of the criticism, I think, is well-deserved, but some of it, probably not so much. So there's a lot of bad things in the world right now to talk about. So, I decided for myself that we need I need, specifically, a purpose. And since I consider all the people who listen to this show to be my friends, I thought, well, I'll just do this on the show. Now, normally, I would not do this on the show, but in this particular case, I'm going to do it on the show. Now, let me try to explain what's going on here. You want to have good guests on your talk show, and I think this talk show has the best guests of any station around. Now, you want to bring people on who have never been on before. You have guests who are regulars, and I love having them on, but you like to bring new people on who have never been on before. And I was thinking the other day, in this field, in the broadcast field, in the talk show realm, we have had a lot of great broadcasters on this show. We've had Phil Donahue, we've had Jerry Springer, we've had Sally Jesse Raphael, we've had Larry King, we've had a whole myriad of people who are Sam Donaldson, of course, Hugh Downs, David Hartman. They've all been on this show, and they've all been great. So, you want to have the best broadcasters in the business. Now, I was trying to rack my brain and think of somebody who we have not had on the show who is in this particular profession, the talk profession. And there is one name which rises above all the rest at this point in the field of people we have not had on this show who are great talk show people. Now, I'm going to give the audience a chance here to get in on this. Does anybody know who I'm talking about? Now, think about great talk show hosts who are still with us. 740-383-9944. I'm eventually going to give this to you because I'm going to tell you what we're going to do here. But does anybody know a great talk show host of the last 30 years who has not been on this show in the realm of Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael, Larry King, you know, that type of a thing? That type of a person who's had a span of 30-something years, probably more than that at this point, and has just never ended up being a guest on this show. Does anybody know who that might be? 740-383-9944 if you have a guess. Now, while you're thinking about that, one of the most common questions I get asked when doing this show is, how do you get the guests that you get? Well, you get them many different ways. It just happens. Persistence is the point. No matter how you end up getting the guest, persistence is essentially how you get them. The stories are all a little different, but in the end, you have to be persistent in getting the guest that you want. So, with all that being said, persistence and getting somebody on who you want to have on, well, we're going to take the call and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Well, it's got to be old Jerry Springer.
We've had Jerry on.
Oh, you have.
We've had Jerry. Right. But I'll tell you what, you are in the right neighborhood.
All right. I just knew he was from Cincinnati, so I thought that'd be a good one.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've had Jerry on. We'll have Jerry back on. Not the one I'm thinking of right now, but this is somebody who's never been on the show.
Okay, I'll keep thinking.
Keep thinking. So basically, yeah, Jerry has been on the show, so we've had Jerry on. Now, we'd like to have Jerry back on, but, you know, that's one. Okay, here comes another call. All right, go ahead, caller.
Jay Leno?
Well, not really Jay Leno. I would say more in the realm of Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael, Larry King. Not a comedian. Okay. So the person I'm thinking of is not a comedian. They are definitely a broadcaster. But they've broadcast in many fields. And it is along the line of Jerry Springer and Phil Donahue and Sally Jesse Raphael and Larry King. That's the category that I put them in. And we've had all of those people on the show. So I'll take one more guess before I tell you who this is. Does anybody have one guess as to who I'm talking about? This has been a big name, well, maybe for more than 40 years now. I think it's been way over 30 at this point. 740-383-9944. Who am I talking about here this morning? 740-383-9944. Now, in any event, okay, here we go. This will be the last guess we'll take on this particular topic. Go ahead, caller.
How about Maury there, Scott?
Not Maury, and we've never had Maury on this show, but you are in...
I know you never had him, but I figured I'd take a stab at that one.
Well, I'll tell you, the problem is we don't have any polygraph machines here to find the paternity of children, so I don't know that Maury would do us a whole lot of good.
All right.
But you're close with Maury.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, we just don't have those paternity machines that Maury likes to use. What a show that is. Every day, do they do anything else on that show? Maury comes in, he brings two people in, and they try to find out who the parents are of a child. That's essentially what that show is. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you who it is. Okay, this person's never been on this show. They are a talk show icon, without a doubt. Everybody knows their name. They've been on network news. They still are on the news quite a bit. Probably more on the news than anybody else I can think of right now. Okay, the person is Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera. Now, we all remember Geraldo, right? Geraldo, he was on the 2020 show with Barbara Walters and Hugh Downs, and then he had his own daily talk show for many, many years, and he's been back in news. You know, he was on CNBC for a while, and I believe he's still on Fox News to this day. So, here's the deal. We've never had Geraldo on this show, and I think he's the type of guest that we want on this show, because as everybody knows, and I mean this in the best possible way, Geraldo Rivera is nuts. Now, here's what I mean by Geraldo Rivera is nuts. Let's look at the man's record over the last 40 years. Let's start with Al Capone's vault. Does anybody remember when he opened Al Capone's vault on the air, and there really was nothing in there of any significance? So there's that. And then, does anybody remember when he was doing his talk show? When there a fight broke out, and he got his nose broken during the show? And he kept doing the show. Now, he's a tough guy. Nuts, but a tough guy. He did the rest of the show with a broken nose, and I can still remember a copy of him with a broken nose ending up on the copy of Newsweek. Well, then, do you remember when he was reporting? I think it was from Iraq. It might have been Afghanistan or Iraq. But he gave the coordinates to the location he was at, which he was not supposed to do. He gave these coordinates on the air and got in all kinds of trouble for it with the government. And then, he's still on Fox News, and I know a lot of people out there watch Fox News. He's constantly fighting with people on Fox News. He used to fight with Bill O'Reilly, he fights with Sean Hannity, he fights with those people on The Five. I have no idea who those people are, but he fights with those people all the time. Geraldo has been fighting for 40 years, and he's clearly nuts. But he would be a good guest. So, here's what's going on. I say that persistence is how you get a guest. So, in the particular case of Geraldo, this is how we're going to go about it. Because, also, this is for me, partially. Because you got to have a purpose in life. So, this is going to be my purpose in life at this particular point. I want to get Geraldo Rivera on this show, because maybe he's not nuts, you know, in person. Maybe he's a straight shooter, and we need to figure out why that Al Capone vault thing happened. We need to figure out how that whole broken nose thing went down on his talk show. We need to know what went on when he was reporting from overseas and gave the location when he wasn't supposed to do that. And we need to know why he's still fighting with people on Fox. Literally, I just saw a show not too long ago on Fox, a clip of it, where he's fighting with the hosts about COVID. He's constantly yelling and fighting with people to this day. So, what I'm going to do every day on this show, now you can do this at home too, by the way. You can make your own, because mine is not a very expensive project here. What I went out and did is I bought just your standard top flight spiral notebook. Your standard top flight spiral notebook. Now, mine is green in color, but it doesn't matter what color your notebook is. And then on the cover, I have written the Geraldo Journal. This is the Geraldo Journal. Now, this only has 70 sheets of paper in it. So if we don't get Geraldo on in 70 days, we're going to be in big trouble. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep a journal, just like presidents do, just like, people who write diaries, things of that nature. And we're going to do this every day until we get Geraldo on the show. Now, as I say that, we need your help to get Geraldo on the show. I mean, I'm going to try my best to get Geraldo on the show, because I think if I had Geraldo on, you know, it would give his life purpose. It would give my life purpose. We would all have purpose in our lives if we had Geraldo on the show. He could come in here and argue with me if he wants to. You know, pretend I'm one of those Fox people on The Five. Come in here and argue with me. Pretend I'm Sean Hannity. Come in here and argue with me. We want Geraldo on the show. Okay, so here's how you can help me out there in listener land. Now, here is what I have learned. Now, Geraldo has a public email, okay? So I'm going to give you the email. I'm going to give you Geraldo's email at Fox News. It's public, so it's not like I'm giving secrets here. So get your pen and paper, and I want you to email Geraldo and tell him, if you want to come on the Scott Spears Show on WWGH Radio, and you can give the station phone number if you like. You know, the 740-383-9944. If you want to get on Twitter and tweet Geraldo, he's on Twitter. He's always tweeting things on Twitter, old Geraldo. And I'm going to give you some other avenues here as well. Now, do you have your pen and paper ready? I hope so. Here is Geraldo's email. Now, I don't know if he answers his own email. He probably doesn't. But it's just geraldo.rivera@foxnews.com. That's all it is. And that's public, so we're not giving any tales out of school. That's Geraldo's public email. geraldo.rivera@foxnews.com. So you can email Geraldo. Or you can call Fox News. Now, Fox News has a public number. Their number is area code 202. They're in New York, obviously. 202-301-3000. So you just call in, you ask for Geraldo, and I'm sure you'll get his office, and you leave a message in there, and you say, come on the Scott Spears Show in Marion, Ohio. And I figure if he's bombarded enough on the internet and email and through telephone calls to Fox News that he'll come on the show. I think that would happen. Now, also, let's see here. That was the number for Fox, 202-301-3000. Now, interestingly enough, Geraldo is in the radio business. Now, how about that? Geraldo does a radio show now. Did anybody know this? I didn't know this. So Geraldo does a radio show, and guess where he does it? Cleveland. Geraldo's up in Cleveland. He's only 2 hours from here. He could drive down here. Geraldo could drive down here right now. Now, Geraldo's on a station, WTAM. I don't know what that stands for, but it's WTAM in Cleveland. Now, WTAM, their phone number is 216-578-1100. So that's the number for WTAM. For Geraldo. So those are all the avenues that you can probably get a message to Geraldo. Of course, we don't have any addresses or anything like that, but who sends letters anymore? It all seems to be phone calls and tweets and things of that nature. You know, the people in Boston would love this. Because apparently they can really get a ruckus started. So in any event, Geraldo Rivera is the person we want on this show. And we're going to keep a daily log of trying to get Geraldo on this show. Now, what do people think of this? Does anybody think anything of this? Do you want to hear Geraldo on this show? Do you want him to drive down here from Cleveland and sit in this studio and do a one-on-one interview with me? Would you like him to call in? All these things. Are you willing to get behind me to get a hold of Geraldo and let him know that this is the place where he needs to be? Because you know what? Maybe he needs to vent some things. And a lot of times when you're always the host, you don't get a chance to vent anything. Well, this is your chance. So again, it's geraldo.rivera@foxnews.com. Everybody's email address is like that at Fox. Fox's main number, the Fox News number, 202-301-3000, and then WTAM up in Cleveland is 216-578-1100. So those are the three places we know that Geraldo could be available. and you just tell whoever you're talking to let Geraldo know that if he's any kind of a broadcaster, that he will come on the Scott Spears show, the Now with Scott Spears show in Marion, Ohio. So there's your information. Did everybody get it okay? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But again, I have the Geraldo Journal right here in front of me. And we're going to keep track of this. Now, wouldn't it be great if we got this all done in one day? If people just emailed Geraldo, and they tweeted Geraldo, and they called Geraldo, and we got Geraldo on the show today. Now, I'm going to go to Twitter here very quickly, and I'm going to look up Geraldo Rivera on Twitter and see what he's doing this morning, because he's on Twitter all the time. He just goes nuts on Twitter. Oh, here we go. Look at this. He's been tweeting this morning like crazy. Okay, here we go. Geraldo, he just tweeted 35 minutes ago. Even moderates who appreciate General Milley was trying to prevent a misunderstanding with China leading to war. They worry the next Joint Chiefs chairman, who worries about his president, will feel empowered to conduct foreign policy behind the boss's back. Deserves investigating. See, Geraldo tweeted that 35 minutes ago. He must be on a rant this morning, because 45 minutes ago, he said, even if you hate Trump, it's weird and troubling to see our top military guy calling out chief enemy to rat out commander-in-chief as mentally unstable. Bigger point, though, is not call, but that top general worried Trump was crazy enough to start nuke war after losing election. And then 56 minutes ago, he said neither Pentagon nor chairman of Joint Chiefs deny allegation revealed in Bob Woodward's book that Milley called China to reassure our chief foe that even though Donald Trump became mentally unstable after losing election, Trump wouldn't unleash nuke war. And he also tweeted an hour ago, too. So Geraldo tweeted an hour ago. He tweeted 56 minutes ago. He tweeted 45 minutes ago. He tweeted 35 minutes ago. It's clear Geraldo doesn't have anything to do. It's clear to me Geraldo Rivera does not have anything to do, and he should come on this show. He's tweeting like a madman this morning. That's just within the last hour. 36 minutes, 47 minutes, 58 minutes, and 1 hour ago. In the last hour, he's tweeted four times. He can certainly do this show. So, I gotta tell you, though, I'm gonna write this down in my log. See, I open the Geraldo log here, and as with any good diary or log, you date the book. So, today is, what, 9/16/21. So we've all got our date up there, and I'm going to write started Geraldo Journal. So that's in the book this morning. Gave Geraldo contact info. We'll put that down as a journal entry. And then we'll also put Geraldo went nuts on Twitter. He tends to do that. And we'll date it here. 9:37 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay. Geraldo went nuts on the air. Now, does anybody want to add anything to the Geraldo log this morning? The Geraldo Journal. You know, the reason I want to call this the Geraldo Journal is because everybody wants to be a journalist. And I never understand the term journalist. So, I figure, here's the question I always ask when somebody says they're a journalist. I say, where's your journal? Well, guess what? I've got a journal here. I've got the Geraldo Journal. First entry today. And then again, I do want to make note, and I'm going to make a note here in the journal, that Geraldo's currently working at a radio station in Cleveland, WTAM, and the number is 216-578-1100, and that he also works at Fox News. He kept his day job. And their main number is 202-301-3000. And that his email is public. If you want to email Geraldo and tell him to come on the show, or just give your opinion to Geraldo while you're tweeting like crazy this morning, it's geraldo.rivera@foxnews.com. So that's all the contact information. Now we've got that all written down. So, what do you think? Now, Geraldo's kind of like Oprah, in a way. Nobody else has that name. Is anybody else in the world named Geraldo? So that's why we're doing this. The Geraldo Log. We want Geraldo on this show. Because we think that he would be interesting. We think he'd be entertaining. And you know what? Would he can come in here and try to break my nose. You know, he had his nose broken back in the 80s. And if he wants to come back, if he wants to come on here and try to break my nose, well, why not? You know, whatever it takes to get Geraldo on the show at this particular point. All right, we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, do you have a web page or something where he can see what all you've had on the show?
Well, you know, if he goes to the website, WWGH1071.com, he could see all the guests. But, you know, we've had them all. We've had all his contemporaries, Larry King, Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse. They've all been on here.
You know, if he's seen what all guests that you've had, would probably make him want to come on more than ever. But
well, now, are you going to call these places and send him an email?
No, I only got limited minutes on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. So,
if I do it on my home phone, it's going to cost me long distance.
They're still charging for long distance?
Oh, yeah.
What do they charge for long distance nowadays?
Well, if you call someplace like Richwood, it ain't too bad, but if you call very far away, it can get expensive.
Well, I wonder what these people up in Cleveland would say, because this radio station he's on up in Cleveland, you know, that's only 2 hours away.
You might be better off doing it over the phone, because if you do it in person and you ask him wrong question, hell, he's liable to want to punch you or start fighting.
Well, he used to get it. You remember when he got his nose broken, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we could even get, I mean, we don't have Al Capone's vault, but he could open up my vault. There's nothing in there either, but there wasn't anything in Al Capone's vault, so we could do that.
He could open up that Baker's vault.
Yeah, Eber Baker.
Bring
him here and let him figure out where Eber Baker's buried, because if anybody can do it, we know it's Geraldo.
Yeah, we'd like to know for sure where he's buried at.
Well, sure, and if Geraldo's only 2 hours away, well, then he just can get in his car. I'm sure he drives a nice car. You know, he's working at Fox News. You know, he's making the big money. And he can come right down here, and we'll talk.
He's not the most stable person.
Well, no, he's nuts. Geraldo's nuts. If you watch Fox News, he goes crazy. I mean, he it looks like he almost wants to punch those people.
Yeah,
you seen him on the Fox News?
No, I don't watch Fox
News. Oh, you ought to tune him in sometime.
He used to be on television quite a bit, but he's not on as much as what he used to be.
Now, can we get WTAM here? Can we get that radio station here?
I don't know.
You know what? I might call them and try to figure that out.
You could probably get that on...
I've never heard of it.
Over the internet.
It's not a good sign for old Geraldo that WTAM does not exist. Or we don't know anything about it and they're only 2 hours away. Let me try to figure this out.
At one time, he was a pretty big thing on, you know, network TV, but...
Well, he's still out there on Fox. You know, Fox is the number one cable network, I hear.
Yeah, if you want to listen to that crap.
Well, let me see what I can figure out here.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So does anybody else, has anybody else called Fox News? Well, you know what? Let's just try this here. We've got time to kill this morning. Why not kill some time? Okay, let's figure out about this WTAM. Let's see if we can get a dial. Okay, there's the dial tone. Okay. Hope they got a secretary. Wouldn't that be good? We'll get all the information on this Geraldo thing. The sound of ringing. And by the way, this is a public number. WTAM Radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Apparently they've got a staff.
WTAM.
Oh, yeah. Hello, WTAM. Hey, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. Where are you on the dial?
I'm sorry?
I say, where are you on the dial? How do you pick up the station?
We are an AM station.
Right. Are you on air?
Yes, we are. We should be.
Yeah, well, what? Where are you on air at?
Hold on. Give me one moment, and I can have you talk to our producer.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
There's so much disorder.
Geraldo!
How do you deal with...
There's Geraldo!
You know, there's a function of information. We've got to tell people
what are the chances of that?
About the relationship between Latin America
Holy
and
mac-
the United States.
Hi, this is the phone screener again. I just talked to my producer. He said, try 106.9 FM, and we're also on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I have a question. I'm sorry to take up your time here, but I'm in Marion about 2 hours away. Can I? How many watts are you guys?
Give me a second.
How many watts
With the AM transmitter, 50K.
Oh, 50,000, so I could probably pick you up here in Marion, right?
Yeah, you should be able to.
Well, and what's the, 106.9 is FM, so what's the AM call numbers?
It is WTAM 1100.
So 1100, if I go to 1100, hey, I just heard when you put me on hold there, was that live? I heard Geraldo.
Yes, that is live.
Oh, does Geraldo do a show there?
Yes, from 9 to 10 every weekday.
Oh, does he have a voicemail or like an office you can transfer me to?
I don't have that information. Just give me one moment.
All right, thank you.
I don't know about
your
status.
Oh, Geraldo's on right now.
Status of your family. But how did you
Geraldo and I are head to head.
Yeah, I was born in Mexico. I came here early on.
Taking calls.
All right, sorry, back again. I just talked to my producer. What I can do is I can give you my producer's email to contact him, so that way can pass along any information to Geraldo.
All right, go right ahead.
All right, it is rob@wtam.com.
All right, does Geraldo come into the station, or is he just...
Oh, no, it's broadcast from his house.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, hey, I appreciate the information. Have a great day there.
Not a problem. Take care.
All right. Well, now we're making headway. Now you got Geraldo's producer's phone. What are the odds Geraldo would be on as we're on here this morning? Okay. Now we'll add this to the Geraldo log. Geraldo's producer at WTAM in Cleveland, Rob, R-O-B, at WTAM.com. All right, now we've got more contact information. So, now we're getting it done here. Does anybody have anything to add to this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, this is why Geraldo's not contacting us right now, because he's on the air. He's doing a show. He's taking calls up there in Cleveland. I wonder if that's a national show, or if Geraldo just said, I'm going to do local radio now. See, it's really all in local radio here, isn't it? All right. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. I tell you, boy, I about choked there. All right. I tell you, one more thing I'm going to do. I'm going to try to call the Fox News, and we'll see if Geraldo's got an office there. Hold on. Let's see what we got going on here. Gonna call the old Fox News. See what they're doing over there this morning. Okay. Let's see. Well, we'll try that again. Maybe the phones are not working properly over at Fox News. Okay. See if we can get this here. You know, this is like those pinheads who called me on the air. Are the phones not working over at Fox News this morning? I think I dialed it correctly. Well, we're going to give this one more shot. Okay, we've got the dial tone. We're dialing the phone number here. And there is no ring. Well, this avenue does not look like it's going all that well. Okay. Well, apparently Fox News is not available right now. But we did get a lot of information this morning. I'm going to put that in the log this morning, the journal here, my journal. No answer from Fox News. But we now do have Geraldo's producer up there in Cleveland at WTAM. Rob at WTAM.com. Now, do we have... can anybody tune... I mean, I hate for you to tune away from this station, but does anybody have a radio out there? Can you get 1,100 on the dial here in Marion? 50,000 watts. I should write this down here as well. WTAM. Okay, let's take the phone call here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Are you listening?
I am listening, yes.
Well, you picked the right day, didn't you?
I did. I sure did.
So what do you think?
You know, I used to watch this show on television all the time, and I really never cared for it. It's kind of boring.
Well, he's on the Fox News now, so he's number one.
Yeah, I heard that you called the radio station. He's live on the radio as well.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
You know, there are 50,000 watts up there. I would think we could pick them up here in Marion.
I don't know. It's 2.5 hours away. It might. I mean, I would think you would be able to.
Well, 50,000 watts should cover the whole state.
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that works. But yeah, I guess it depends on how your tuner is. If you have a good tuner, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish we had a radio. I wish I would have had a radio right in front of me here. I would try to tune him in.
I try to tune in my car. I'm driving down the road, and I couldn't get him to come in.
You couldn't get 1,100? Were you on the AM side?
I went to both sides, yeah.
And you couldn't get 1,100 AM?
Uh-uh.
You know what? Talk for just a second. I'm going to try to grab a radio here, okay?
Okay. All right. No problem.
So say something. Let people know what you're doing.
Well, what do you want me to say? Oh, are you there? I guess he left, folks. I was a whole those. Was not a big fan of him, but I used to watch the show all the time. And I guess I'm not sure where Scott went, but anyway. Oh, you got a radio. Okay, I didn't hear what you said.
Okay, hold on now. This might be the first time this has ever been done, and you're here for an historic day. Let's see if I can do this.
You want to add that to the journal too, Scott?
What's that?
That I'm not a big fan.
No, but are you going to email Geraldo or call this station or get on the bandwagon here?
Well, I'm not a big fan of his.
Oh, Jesus. It's not about you. It's about getting him on the show.
Oh.
Okay.
I will work on that for you. I will email that email from this producer too.
All right. I just fired up the radio. Did you hear that?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get over on the AM here.
Okay.
Okay, we're... Oh, I think we are on AM. Okay, we're on AM. So I need to get to 1100.
Yeah, if I have 1100 in my car, I don't know if my tuner's not very good or what.
Oh, I just went the wrong way. Let me go... Okay, here we go.
I couldn't get the F... I couldn't get the F in to come in either.
Well, this... This should be 1100. I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the wattage is correct. That the guy...
He didn't seem like he was much of an engineer.
No, I... It's probably only 50K. Like 50 watt, not like 50,000. It's probably
there's
like a
something.
Roll pole. I don't know.
Well, come on in, Geraldo.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to come in my car.
No, I'm not getting 1100 here on the AM either. So where are they on the FM 106.9? Let's flip over to the FM here.
See, the 106.9 is our old channel for WMRN, and it comes in something else, but it's not whole auto.
Oh, that's us. So we know we're picking up okay here in Marion.
Yeah, we are.
So but, he should be right to the right of us at 106.9.
Yeah, the 106.9 used to be a WMRN channel, right? Wasn't it like a
Buckeye
Country or something?
Well, WMRN's only 1,000 watt, and they cover quite an area. So if this station is 50,000 watts, they should cover Ohio. They certainly should be here.
Yeah, that I couldn't get any come through, so I don't know what was going on there. But
well, apparently we can't get them here in Marion.
No, so I'm going to put that in your journal.
Yeah. We tried to pick up this this 50,000 watt station. Couldn't get it.
It doesn't work.
Well, hopefully we'll get him on the show here.
Yeah. I'll keep emailing him and everything, and I'll email the producer and call. I'll try to call Fox News. And
yep, do all that.
If we
you got to do it all.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, good to hear from you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sean Kraft calling in. Now, can anybody get this Geraldo? Now, we all know he's nuts. Again, Geraldo is insane. But we want insane on this show. We want to bring Geraldo. And the fact that he's up in Cleveland, he's hiding out from me, I think. He's hiding out. Geraldo, now, we've gotten all this. We've got quite a journal entry today on September the 16th. We've got the WTAM telephone line. 216-578-1100. We've got Fox News' main number in New York, 202-301-3000. Yeah, that didn't work either. We've got his email, geraldo.rivera@foxnews.com, like he answers that. And we've got his producer, Rob, at WTAM, rob@wtam.com. Now, he says Geraldo doesn't come in and do his show, but... I guess the information will get passed. He does it from home. See, I need to do that. But and he said the station was 50,000 watts, and you can't pick it up here. Can anybody pick up WTAM here, 1100 AM on the dial, or 106.9? Okay, also want to remind you, Adam the Computer Guy coming up today, 2:10 to 3 p.m. Glenn Coble, 10:10 till noon, and Swap Shop, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Also, the interview this morning with, the interview this morning about the Congress Street fire is already up online, thanks to Adam. Go to the webpage, wwgh1071.com. Congress Street explosion is what we should say. So go to the webpage and listen to all the information. Ryan Redmond, 740-383-9944 with the Marion Fire Department. Give me a buzz if you have any idea on this Geraldo thing. Now, I've got it all written down here in today's journal entry. Glenn Coble's come in. What do you think, Glenn? You listened to this on the way over, right?
Yeah, I did, and the FCC sent me in to do away with your craziness.
Well, no, because, I mean, I think we're totally within our bounds here.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, what did
I
do?
Love the idea that you called Fox News and there was no answer.
Nobody answered at Fox News. Yeah, where are they at?
It sounded like they didn't even. The phone wouldn't even hook up.
It didn't ring. But I'll tell you, these WTAM people. Now, their phone rang.
Yeah.
They answered.
They knew you were calling.
Well, they did. They heard. But what are the odds that they would put me on hold and there would be Geraldo?
I don't know. I thought he kind of ran that station. Is that wrong?
Geraldo?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he runs the station or not, but clearly he was on. He's on against us. He's like competition.
50,000 watts should easily get into
me. Easily?
Yeah, unless it's very directional east and west, the antenna.
Can anybody get Geraldo? If you turn on your radio right now, you'll get Geraldo.
I tried it on my car phone on the way here.
Couldn't get 1100 AM or 106.9 FM.
I didn't try the FM.
I don't know. But so every day we're going to do this. Not that. We're not going to call people every day, but we're going to chart to hear if we hear from Geraldo. And he's crazy on Twitter. He tweeted like 4 times in the last hour. So you can tweet him. What's his Twitter handle?
Probably something about a tomb.
At Geraldo Rivera. At Geraldo Rivera.
Everybody should get on that and tell them to get in touch with WWGA.
Yeah, you say you got to go on the Scott Spears program. They've all been there. Well, think about it, Glenn. We've had Phil Donahue. We've had Jerry Springer. We've had Larry King. We've had Willard Scott. We've had
all the famous radio guys.
Hugh Down, Sam Donaldson,
yeah.
Dr. Demento, Cousin Brucey, Gary Burbank, Earl Pitts. Now, why does Geraldo think he's better than all them?
Maybe he just doesn't listen to anybody.
Well, he's doing his little rinky-dink show up there in Cleveland. Maybe. We can talk about what he wants. We can talk about Afghanistan. That's all he was talking about
there
this morning.
He's calling you right now.
Oh, my. Old Geraldo. Go ahead, caller.
I was listening to 1100 in my truck because you guys are talking about it. They're talking politics up there right now.
Was it Geraldo?
No, he's probably just the answering. Instead of having crappy music, they have crappy people.
So Geraldo doesn't, he's not actually on the air. They just play him when they put people on hold.
Possibly, yes. But, and at night, because it's 50,000 watts and you have places like WBZ and that, they have to sometimes power down. WLW, I think, powers down at night, too.
Well, are you going to call? Are you going to call up there today and email Geraldo and tell him he needs to be on this show?
No, I don't want to give him the satisfaction of thinking somebody actually listens to him.
Well, we don't listen to him. Now, let's be honest. We don't listen to Geraldo, but
that's
we just,
true.
You know, I want to straighten him out in a way.
Oh, well, maybe he's getting his mustache trimmed.
Well, his blood pressure always seems to be at a fever pitch on Fox News because he's still on there arguing with those people.
I don't listen to that station.
Well, no, that's okay. I understand that, but sometimes they'll play it on other stations because he gets nuts.
and if he's syndicated, other stations will pick him up.
Well, I don't know that he's syndicated. I did not get any paperwork there that he was syndicated.
We ought to be syndicated.
We should be. Well, I'm going to kick Geraldo's butt because we're on against Geraldo, and I figure since he's just being broadcast on a telephone, we got to beat that.
Well, yeah.
So there you go.
Even the people from Boston are more entertaining than Geraldo.
Where's the Boston people? They could get us Geraldo. You know, they're doers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
All right.
All right. We can take one more call today if you'd like to call in. By the way, it's very historic today. Glenn, the Geraldo Journal. And just so I'm not kidding here, now tell people what you see.
A green notepad with writing on the front page.
That says?
Geraldo's Journal.
Geraldo's Journal. And what did I do here on the first page? I made an entry.
He did. Made a long entry.
A long entry.
Yeah.
Because again, if you're just tuning in, our goal is to have Geraldo. I'll go on his show. He's up in Cleveland.
Sure.
Glenn, you'll sit in for me here one morning.
I'll go up with you.
Well, somebody's got to sit in. We can't go off the air
here. I want to see how he does his mustache.
Well, I don't know. But listen, Geraldo can come here. I'll go there. We'll be so friendly with each other,
that
you know?
That would be good.
Wouldn't that be... Geraldo will come here one day, and then I'll go up there one day, and we can all... He can talk to me about Bill Cosby. I can talk to him about... I really don't want to know anything, but I can talk to him.
You can talk to him about if he's digging into any other tomb.
His Twitter proclivities. I can talk to him about that.
Did he ever find anything of Al Capone's?
No, nothing. Nothing. All right, so everybody go out today, go out to the arts and crafts shows, stores, and get yourself a notebook and create your own Geraldo journal so you can play along at home. And we'll be updating this every day, okay? Tomorrow we'll have another entry. Tune in to this spine-tingling program for the ongoing drama of Geraldo. He's like Oprah, Glenn. There's no, when you say Geraldo, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't even have to say his last name.
No, but at least I've talked to Oprah.
We want Geraldo. All right. Glenn Coble coming up next. Scott Spears headed for the dugout.
The Ad Council.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer.